Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Tata Trusts and Tata Sons may offer to buy back a 4-6% stake in the conglomerate's holding company from the Shapoorji Pallonji Group, offering a lifeline to the debt-laden SP Group, reports Hamsini Karthik. With the SP Group facing a 30,000 crore rupee debt load, the move could help resolve tensions and avert the need for a listing of Tata Sons. After precious metals such as gold and silver, it's time for platinum to shine. Prices have surged nearly 80% in 2025, beating gold's 51% and silver's 68% gains, writes Ravindra Sonavane. The precious metals rise is being fueled by a supply deficit and renewed demand from industry. On the tech front, Zoho CEO Mani Vembu spoke exclusively to Chandra R. Srikanth and Bhavya Dilipkumar on how the firm will roll out end-to-end encryption for Arete chats, bringing it in line with global platforms such as WhatsApp and Signal. The company wants to serve enterprise communication needs. Vembu claimed that Zoho has been using Aratai as its in-house messaging platform, and engineers have been perfecting the technology for over 20 years. Small entrepreneurs are embracing formalization. Pavan Burugula and Ishan Gera report that the number of one-person companies rose 20% in a year to nearly 72,000, outpacing total new company registrations. Offering limited liability and credibility, the total number of OPCs increased to 71,745 from 60,084 in the previous year, while new company registrations grew by 10% to 19.4 lakh. Several investors are circling Macquarie's $1.3 billion Indian roads portfolio, reports Swaraj Singh Dunjal. The portfolio, consisting of 648 kilometers of road projects across Andhra Pradesh and Gujarat, has attracted interest from investors such as KKR, Cube Highways, and CDPQ. In Bihar, as we head into a prestige contest later this year, the BJP's electoral machine continues to consolidate its grip, while ally JDU's struggles deepen, according to an analysis by Ishan Gera. In the 2020 assembly elections, the BJP won 68% of the seats it contested, while JDU's strike rate fell to 37.4%, barely half of its earlier efficiency. The RJD remains the principal opposition force, winning 75 seats with a 52% strike rate and 39% vote share in contested constituencies. In real estate, Ashish Mishra reports Prestige Group plans a 12,000 crore rupee office expansion across metros, targeting an office portfolio of 30 million square feet by April 2028 and an annual rental income of 3,200 crore rupees by December 2028. Shiladitya Pandit writes that real estate experts are witnessing a 10-15% increase in property inquiries and bookings attributed to the reduction in GST rates, low interest rates, and the tradition of buying property during Diwali. And finally, Anthropic's CEO Dario Amodei will be in India this week to likely inaugurate the company's first office in Bengaluru and meet with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to discuss plans and potential collaborations, report Chandra R. Srikanth and Vikas SN. In a separate interview, PayPal CEO Alex Chris told Naina Sood that the company will remain focused on connecting India to the world, not competing locally. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.